Deported criminal aliens cross into U.S. with large migrant groups, say fence. By Bob Price on June 17, 2019. Border Patrol officials in El Paso say that previously deported criminal aliens and gang members are attempting to sneak back into the U.S. by hiding in the large groups of Central American migrants. All migrants go through a biometric background investigation as part of the processing of the groups at the border. During a five-day period ending on June 13, Border Patrol agents in the El Paso sector apprehended five previously deported criminal aliens and gang members who attempted to cross illegally into the U.S. by hiding with groups of migrants, according to information provided by Border Patrol officials. On June 13, El Paso station agents apprehended a group of 17 migrants near the downtown area, officials stated. During a biometric background investigation, the agents learned that one of the migrants, 33-year-old Celso Alexander Portillo River, a Salvadoran national, has an extensive criminal history in the U.S. His records included a 4-year prison sentence for second-degree robbery in California. Immigration officers removed the criminal alien from the U.S. in 2016, the report states. He now faces new federal charges for illegal reentry after removal. One day earlier, agents assigned to the Deming station working near Cheetah, New Mexico, disrupted a human smuggling attempt. The agents reportedly arrested five migrants. During the intake process, agents identified Jose Eduardo Rodriguez Aguirre, a 27-year-old male from Mexico. The man identified himself as a longtime member of the Latin Kings gang. He said he joined the gang when he was 11 years old. Rodriguez Aguirre also had tattoos which confirmed his gang membership. With a previous deportation on his record, he now also faces a felony charge of illegal reentry after removal. That same day, Lordsburg station agents identified another criminal alien who illegally reentered the U.S. The agents reported the man to be a Mexican national with a previous conviction from Eagle, Colorado, for homicide murder 2 attempt. He pleaded guilty and received a sentence of 10 years in state prison. Immigration officers removed him from the U.S. and returned him to Mexico. He will face prosecution for illegal reentry as an aggravated felon. Agents found a female criminal alien near El Paso on June 11. Officials identified the woman as 33-year-old Tatiana Elizabeth Gomez de Varela, a Salvadoran national. Records show the woman has an extensive criminal history that includes possession and transportation of firearms, drug smuggling, and bringing prohibited items into a penal institution. She also faces felony charges for illegal reentry after removal. Finally, on June 9, a Border Patrol agent working the line on a border highway near Escarp Park spotted three people who had just illegally crossed the border into the U.S. The agent began questioning the three men when all three began to assault the agent. The agent managed to arrest two of the three migrants. Officials contacted the FBI, who charged the two illegal aliens with assaulting a federal agent. The two men are being held in the El Paso County Jail pending prosecution for the alleged assault. In addition to all of that, agents from the El Paso station assisted local officials in the recovery of two bodies from the Franklin Canal. Officials believe the two people drowned in the American Canal, which is running at full speed during irrigation season. The El Paso Police Department is investigating the deaths along with the El Paso County Coroner's Office. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior political news contributor for the Breitbart Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price and Facebook.